In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Between the Brexit vote and Janet Yellen on Capitol Hill, there's a lot for investors to follow this coming week.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Get out your calendars and do some planning, folks. You have a lot to follow this coming week if you have some money in the markets. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. We have the Brexit vote coming up on Thursday in the UK. Will jolly old England and company leave the European Union, or will the UK stay? We also have Janet Yellen on Capitol Hill testifying about the economy, making appearances not once but twice on Tuesday and Wednesday. Let's bring in Bill Stone. He's chief investment strategist at PNC Asset Management Group. He joins us to provide some insights and perspective on all this. So, Bill, right off the bat, Monday morning at the opening bell, the major average is up more than 1%. Why?
You know, I think it's really being driven by Brexit. You can, if you just watch the gambling odds of the UK leaving the EU, it almost goes, you know, obviously in exact opposite direction. So last Thursday we saw a massive spike in the odds of the UK leaving. That drove the market down, if you recall, to open actually. And then since then, those odds have just faded and particularly went sharply lower this morning. And that has helped really spark a global stock market rally.
What is at stake here for Brexit, and why should folks who have some investments on Wall Street care about that?
You know, I think it's as much as anything, perhaps fear of the unknown. It's hard to say for sure that it's going to have some sort of massive negative consequences in the long run. Certainly some people can paint the picture there, but we just say, let's just assume they vote to leave. There's going to be at least 2 years of negotiation around that departure and around new trade deals. So it's really hard to say that right away there's something bad, but the worry is it just shows up like a Lehman moment, that the financial markets just do a massive adjustment, you know, credit spreads get worse. We know it's likely that the pound would really depreciate in the short run. Does that show up in the financial markets around the globe? And that's really why you see such a distinct fear on at least the short run how the global markets are trading.
As I understand it, even if we wake up on Friday and the UK has voted to leave the EU, this is going to take a long time to unravel all sorts of different parts of the relationship that the UK has with the EU.
Yes, like I said, it's at least 2 years. I think the treaty calls for at least 2 years. There are some people that don't believe it can even be done in 2 years to untangle everything. If you think about it, when you go in and look at it, and I'm not saying there isn't good reason for the UK to consider leaving. That's not really the point here. That's their own decision. The bigger part is really, there really isn't any, that I've seen, distinct discussion about exactly how it'll happen. I think, you know, that's why you'll see a number of years to really to take it apart, which is maybe adding to, you know, if you had already that checklist of this is exactly how it would happen, perhaps the financial markets might be a little more calm about it. But because there's unknown on one side, that's, I think, why you're left with, well, you know, some of these really good swings as the odds go down and then the other side if they go up.
Are there any sectors that investors should be watching due to the Brexit situation?
You know, in the U.S. anyway, it probably weighs a bit if the odds go up of Brexit on our financial stocks. That's just because the view that you get some sort of perhaps, again, I have to always say perhaps, a transmission to the financial side. The other thing that probably benefits is that when you had, and I'll use last week as an example, that flight to safety, you typically see, you know, the yield-oriented stocks like the utilities, the REITs typically trade a bit better. So you might see them do a little bit worse, of course, and at least this week, if things end up with the UK voting to stay.
And even before we had the Brexit vote on Thursday, we have Janet Yellen on Capitol Hill. On Tuesday, she's before the Senate Banking Committee, and then she moves over to the House side on Wednesday. What do you want to hear from her? What's the most important thing to watch there?
Well, I guess I'm hoping, because we've seen an awful lot of her, even through last week, that because we had the FOMC meeting last week, her press conference, all the updated estimates from the FOMC, that honestly I'm hoping we don't hear anything new of note. I think what you're going to hear is the same thing, which is, you know, we're optimistic about the economy, but we don't know when we're data dependent. We don't know exactly when we're going to hike. If you look at the dot plots, they're telling you, you know, we now have six participants saying only one hike, which I think is really telling you that's the trend and that's probably where we end up. And that probably doesn't happen until December. And I think that's, well, I know that's what the market has priced in right now.
So as far as Yellen is concerned, no news is good news.
I think so. And I think that's what you're going to get.
He's Bill Stone, the chief investment strategist at PNC Asset Management Group, joining us from Philadelphia. Bill, thanks, as always, for your insights.
Thank you.
And this has been Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock, reporting.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Enjoy all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now the Google Play Music app.